You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Welcome back to The Wire. Now, Mary Margaret has got a story for us.
I do. So more stories have developed surrounding the issue of workplace treatment in Parliament after two investigative journalists at the Weekend Herald broke a story about Nationals North Shore MP Maggie Barry. Last week, Speaker of the House Trevor Mallard announced a major independent external review of bullying and harassment behaviour in Parliament between politicians and their employees. It followed the revelation of a number of different issues. They included Mekified City, Jamie Lee Ross, and now Diane Maxwell and Maggie Barry. The National Party had already announced a review of its own working environment because several of the allegations that surfaced during Jamie Lee Ross's resignation illustrated ways in which the culture may not be safe. Since then, over the weekend, the Herald's Kirsty Johnston and Derek Cheng revealed that this year, two of Maggie Barry's four office employees accused Barry of bullying and left. Parliamentary Services interviewed her earlier this year during a quiet investigation of those accusations. At the time, Barry denied using any of the derogatory language that allegations against her had detailed. However, the Herald story included details of recordings of Barry using phrases similar to what she had denied using. That evidence itself has become contentious, as Barry did not consent to their release, and so she may refer the matter to the police. It is unclear at this point how either Parliamentary Services or the Independent Review may reconcile this. What's more, Parliamentary Services is not subject to the Official Information Act, and the external review has not begun yet, so it is unclear what findings might be exposed. But what we can see already is how this is another important piece in the puzzle of shining a light on many of the ethical issues in our workplaces.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.